Phoenix, Arizona figured highly in a diversion of some kind. And, of course, if all of you who've been listening to Commander for the last several years will think back, Commander shared with us some time ago plans on the drawing board that Phoenix would figure prominently in a fake alien invasion and or nuclear attack that would be blamed on the aliens, et cetera, et cetera. You can dream up as many variations as the crooks can. However, Richard said this would be likely, Phoenix was the likely target, and this now brings in Art's fuming since March when the lights, many lights were seen over the Phoenix area. They were called signal flares, and they were quite amazing lights on several evenings. Nobody will talk about them. No official sources will mention anything about them except to call them, well, they're signal flares or you didn't see anything. And Art was amazed at this, and because nothing was ever reported on the national media, anything outside of the local media. Now, Richard is on Art's show, let's just say Wednesday night. Now, this is late Wednesday night. By Thursday, all of the media. Now, remember, Richard said they needed a diversion and Phoenix would be prominent in this. And he said the Mars probe would have to have something happen to it. Now, by Thursday, on the news, Thursday morning, all of the networks, including CNN, all of a sudden had discovered the lights over Phoenix from March and decided to talk about them. Why? Even though they were saying there wasn't anything to the lights, what are they really doing when they put that back on the air in front of your nose? They're bringing it back to your attention, making you stop and think about it. So all of a sudden, just as Richard predicted, here was everything being injected into the mind control machinery to inject in your consciousness. And by that evening, information was coming out on the NASA channel that there might be problems with the Mars probe. They might lose contact with it for a while because of digitization problems. So by Thursday evening, or let's just call it the next evening, when Art came on the air, he was beside himself because he couldn't believe the media had finally, 3 months later, discovered this hot story from Arizona and decided to talk about it, and the information was now coming out to condition you that there might have to be a little lack of communication with the Mars probe for some time coming up. All of this, of course, would support what Richard was saying. Now, the reason I give you this background is because for us to be given the biological possibility of a biological attack sometime in July is certainly appropriate in the entire scenario of distractions. I mean, a major earthquake on the West Coast, a biological attack somewhere, any of these things are all possibilities. And as Commander said earlier in this meeting, things are so hot right now, and Soltec's writing, which will be in this week's paper, talk some more about this. So many things, the world is right on the verge of many possibilities for diversions to keep you away from whatever agenda they would like to accomplish very quickly now. But some people are waking up. There are those like this microbiologist who is willing to stand up and talk. And in a private conversation with Al, Al was kind enough to make personal contact with this courageous microbiologist. He admitted to Al of having feeling that he had higher protection. And these are the light workers starting to make themselves known, and it's important that we give them some spotlight when they come forth with not information so much to verify what we've said already, though that is helpful for the readers to discern truth, but to get the good information out there so that people can be prepared, so they can have their supplies of Gaiacol and things ready in case this kind of idiocy makes it to the point of being unleashed. And that's all I have to say.
Interesting times. Oh, people, it is so interesting. You are truly living in the most incredible time. And, of course, that's why you're back. But there's an opportunity to revolve this entire world. And I'm asked, well, you seem to be interested in the blacks, the Egyptians. What about us? What about we just little citizens? Sk- skin is a color. That's all it is. You come from various places, various tribes, various cultures, and various traditions. You come from various religions. Some don't want to even call their religion a religion because it smacks of man-made doctrine, which it is. Is there any real church, any real religion, untainted? No. Don't you understand? There cannot be. Once it becomes a conscious tradition, culture, habit, and you set up a hierarchy, and you set up an army, and here we can use a little bit of an example of a Louis Farrakhan and Nation of Islam. All you have to do is look at the final call. We've run it in the paper on the back page. What is Islam? What do we want as black people? And you will find they want to replace your dictatorship with their dictatorship and make you slaves. It's right there. That's not a solution. And yet it's worded in such a way that it comes from the top-ranking Islamic leader. They will put a picture of Elijah Muhammad up there, and that is the one that they are, according to Farrakhan's group, mostly expecting to be the return of the Messiah. Now, Messiah simply means messenger. So we have to be more specific. What, Mr. Farrakhan, do you mean by that? Well, some, including myself, think this is the returned master teacher or the Christ person. Okay. Man has decided that. Is he or is he not? I can tell you he is not. How do I know he is not? Does that mean that now you're going to claim to be, sir, so that you know? No. I don't claim anything except my service and my connection with God Almighty, Allah, Etan, whatever you want to call the deity. You know it cannot be because it is in human form circulating, teaching, preaching, whatever it is doing, in a given place, in a physical body, on a physical plane. And all of your books, even, that deal with the reality of traditional Christ expectations, will tell you you're in the time of the false prophets. And these people don't come back saying, I am. You can nail them when they come and say, boy, I am the returned Jesus Christ. That's something you can hang your hat on and say, you're full of it. Or I believe you, or whatever you want to do. But they have made a statement. You will find the greater teachers who come back and they are given the honor of Avatar, which means returned of God. They will tell you, hey, I just know more than you do. I have been given to know more than you. I don't even know why I know more. But there is certainly nothing, brother, that I can do that you can't do and more. If you just understand. But you allow yourself to be limited by doctrines. You may not in this room rise above the archbishop. God forbid they will strike you out of the church. What church? The Holy Church of Rome. Get it? The holy question, church of where? Rome. Are you still Romans running around Off with your head. So you have to know you're dealing with man-made, man-constructed. I did not say man-created because it can only be dealt with what is already here. God creates. You can create. But constructing and developing are very different things. But even those in the hands of the wise will utilize the things of universal order and gifts, elements, thought. And you can create a better way. Can you create a better building? No, you can develop and construct a better building that you create up here between the ears. And anyone who tells you anything different, this man is of God, he is a returned God, and now he's going to give you revelation. He's going to give you what? What in the world, in the universe, is left to reveal if you but go and get the answer? It's a mystery. Beware mysticism, because it will distract you into magic and illusion. And yet each of you like to go experiment in that because it's enticing. It's tempting. I don't want to take my hands and have to build. I want to get it free because I am here. I exist. And you want me to work for it? You want me to go to a library and study for it? No, I want revelation. I don't want it to be revelation ever revelated before. Lest I know you're a copycat. And then I want the true church, the true religion. All religions are true. Don't you understand truth is? And it may not be correct in concept, but it jolly well is the truth of whoever's telling it, even if it's a lie. And to each dedicated human being who doesn't know any better, their truth is absolute. And observers can look and say, well, that's BS. Well, it's their BS. This is a free will experience. And when you take ones like Heaven's Gate, and they want to compare you, who have no group, certainly, if Doris told you to go kill yourself, I doubt you'd do it. Most of you would just get your hackles up and say, well, that does it. That cuts it. But really, finally, they've proven themselves to be idiots. Now, what did those people do? Well, they were just fine people. And they believed that maybe there was a spacecraft if there was none with that imitation comet. Then there's one somewhere. So we have to believe that maybe they made it to some idiotic spaceship. Maybe they're on that thing over Phoenix. Maybe they're the dummies that they dangle from the balloons at Roswell. But they're not nice people. Don't you understand? Let's look at what they believed or what they claimed to have believed. We're going to change dimension. We are just nice people believing in a life hereafter and following the commandments of God, being good. Were they good? They weren't good. What does it do to families when people commit suicide? What does it do to soul? What did they do to the property values after they lied about moving in? What did the two that one did and the other didn't quite make it commit suicide in a motel room? What does that do to the property value of that motel owner? Oh, well, he doesn't count. That's just some little, and I mean, they are so spiritual. BS, it doesn't count. That counts. Maybe what they did to the concept in the world doesn't count. But that counts. That is deliberate. How dare you come in and use my bed to commit suicide so nobody else wants to ever lay in it? And any time you put a sack over somebody's head, you've murdered them. And thou shalt not kill. And that's what's even wrong with suicide. The conscience has to know it has taken over God's right with you. Because if you come to conclusion with God and release, it's not suicide, is it? It's just death. It isn't even death. There's no way for you people in this conscious, manipulated world to even understand that passage. But if you work a covenant with God and it truly is acceptable to both parties that you depart, you will depart. And you won't have to do these other things. So anyone who wants to put me in the category of being like those people in their belief structure, no. It is unacceptable. It is exactly like I told them at Extra when they came to film. We are as far in opposite directions as any two energy forms could get. And how dare somebody else utilize that through the lie, and ones can say, oh, well, we really believe that. You really believe that? And you have sat in this room and you really believe what was said on that program? Where were you? You sure weren't listening. You were using us for your own purposes. And that's not nice. Although you're welcome to do that. But you're not welcome to lie, cheat, or steal. And they got it. Extra got it. They still daresn't run the program. Let me tell you what they did. They were going to run the program. And instead, they had to run the lights over Phoenix. Most of you will remember it. They were told to leave this alone. It's dangerous. And those people that you entertained that day, that visited us, were blown away. They know what's here. And they have done the honorable thing. And they have given us respect. They had to change many programs down the line. Because it wasn't just that program that one such as Betty, and this is going to even involve Phyllis. I'm sorry. When you don't think of the ramifications of your actions, when you think, well, I'm just going to gossip a little bit and I'm not really going to hurt them, but damn it, they were really bad to me. They didn't accept my lies. They didn't accept my gossip. They didn't accept that it's not okay to be whatever you want to be and hurt anybody else you want to hurt. Because we have this New Age forgiveness and acceptance program going. Extra had to change at least 5 programs that stemmed out of this place. If you watch it, and everybody, well, not everybody, obviously, but many would not miss that program for the next several months and still won't. Across the street, they encountered a friend of Claudia's, and they wanted to know about the non-FDA approval of the products over here. One of the young men asked Doris, you know, about the cabinet. Well, can you get these products anywhere else? Everywhere else. With one exception, the Andriana. Well, I'd certainly like to know more about that. Well, those are little life cells, and we don't advertise them anywhere else. We don't advertise any products anywhere except in this little paper. Okay? Extra did a full expose on the toddy people, the mineral people that you guys utilize, and these people only sell in this market. But they are internationally recognized. You could see where they edited the program that they took you out. They took you out of it. You could see the line they drew. And then they change the subject, and then they move around, and they went to San Diego, and they went to Utah, and they went all around, and they could find nothing illegal, unlawful, but somebody gets off and spouts, well, but they just don't do anything, these products. So these companies took a bashing, and you don't have to have FDA approval for these kinds of supplements. Oh, is that so? Oh, well, okay. So, dead after that. Now, then comes a letter from attorneys at a place called Gaia Herbal. They had been notified that you had their name. And they were demanding that New Gaia give up the name. We don't sell herbs as such. Gaia is simply the name of a living planet, which I'm going to go on the record of saying right now. There is a new corporation called Global Alliance Investment Association. And it's called Gaia. And it is now trademark proof. Anybody want to take up arguing with us about Gaia? And this corporation is an international association, can do business with any other union, association, conglomerate in the world. Because it's non-political. Because the articles of incorporation in the bylaws say it is. And I believe it. If the New World Order can do it, I certainly believe it. Well, this went on with 2 or 3 other things. They had planned to do a follow-on, and for goodness sakes, they had to go all the way to South America to fill in their little blank. So, no, I am not Islamic. I would go with, they called his name Emmanuel, where you are told by the master's mouth. To the Pharisees, they're going to get you. There will be a man, and he will be a, you see, the term is false prophet. But don't let that sucker you in. That is a translation of a word that really doesn't mean false at all. There would be a man come along. He would be accepted as a prophet, but his teachings would not encompass the whole truth because it would come from a man, Muhammad. And until your dying day, Pharisees, you will have no rest. He will destroy you. And it's coming. And you better just be on... You better be sitting on that fence as hard as you can, hanging on to me. You don't want to be the recipient of an insane move on the part of blacks and minority groups to just go across the land like locusts with their machetes. Believe me, you'd rather be shot with a gun or an AK-47 than be chopped to shreds with a machete. Does it have to be one way or the other? No. But it probably will. You could have peace on this earth. But most don't want peace. And you certainly don't want, if you're a Buddhist, which, by the way, the Dalai Lama will tell you and just told everybody over here, is not a religion. Buddhism is not a religion. Oh, well, Sir Dalai, what is it? It is a way of life. It is a practice and experience of life. Hopefully in the goodness of the greatest teachings ever toward goodness. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. A still golden rule. Well, if you are the spiritual leader and this is not a religion, then what is it? I repeat, it is a way of life. Well, is it patterned after Buddha? In most ways, yes, he says. It's called Buddha, Buddhism, but it's patterned in most ways. So, do I write the Dalai Lama off my list? Do I write Buddhism off my list of possibilities? Do I move over here and become fanatic as Islam or Muslim? Mohammedan, Jesuit, they got it right. The Jesuit church got it right. They claim to be followers of Jesus. Are you Jesusians? Are you just Zeusians? You see, you don't know. So the mind says, gosh, I guess I'm not any of those things. Well, did you follow after Martin Luther? How about Calvin? How do you judge or discern or experience religion? Do you belong to the Amish? What are you? Cannot a man simply be connected with God, of light, of truth? Why do you have to label and set down your laws of man just to participate? I can't have a church because I don't have such laws. And if you don't have the doctrines and the laws, you don't have a church. You don't even have a cult. Regardless of what they want to say about you, or us as the case may be in this place, they don't know what to say. You don't have any rules or regulations, or there's no force that says, oh, you got to believe. Now, Mr. Ence and Mr. Ford will tell you that you're just brainwashed. Well, how do you brainwash when you're not forcing anybody to do anything? And you're pleading with everybody to take responsibility for yourself. You don't have to be here. You do not have to be here. You do not have to listen. But if you're going to be here and you're going to listen, please try to get it straight when you retell it. Because the rest of us don't really care for what is being said by people who have no idea at all about what is. And what some of you heard Phil Schumann say out in that parking lot, well, there were two things. One was, they're going to sue us anyway. No, they're still waiting to see what you're going to do about that. And you hold Betty Tootin, Leon Fort, Rod Ince, and that whole bunch in the palm of your hand. You can destroy them like that. Because the minute you file against Extra, they file against them. Because they know. Well, it isn't worth it. It is not worth it to think about it or to pursue it. It will come its whole way around, and they'll work themselves, so help them. Mr. Horton filed another paper this week. They'll get it, and they will do it. We will not. I keep my word. To the very best of our ability to produce, we keep our word. And they have to go really out of their way to destroy themselves, because we won't do it. And we're not going to hang on any religion. Does that mean then that we have to just sit here like this because something's going to rub off on us? Gosh, no. We can go anywhere in physical form on this earth. Because neither are we anyone's enemy. Not even Satan. But isn't he your adversary? You damn right. And I'll get him. I will get him. But doesn't mean I have to waste one moment or energy on it. He will help me. He will help me. And he's going to help you. The worst men on the face of this earth, I guarantee you, are going to help you. I told you that from the beginning. You go start a war with them, and you're going to lose. But you start a battle with God, and they are going to lose. Because we will utilize what they have established, and we will do it better. Because they are so blame smug that they think they can do anything and get away with it. And after all, you see, it's time to go. That's a good example of what I was talking about. There comes a spasm, and it's like an aborted sneeze. It just kind of blows up on you. But I want to finish making this point. The adversary gets so smug in his ability to control that it's a little bit like Clinton. He doesn't know what to do in a grocery store. He knows what to do in a hotel room. But grocery shopping? And how could this idiot make your country look so silly as what he did yesterday? Just as an example. We're just the good old boys. The world laughs at that. But it's dangerous, don't you see? But it never occurs to these big shots that you can't pay for bribe. God, give them Canada, if they want it. Give them all of South America. They're getting to be a problem anyway. There always appears to be a major rift. There's several things to beware of. Always beware of this. Anytime you appear to have a major confrontation going with Israel, know there is something massively dangerous for your world afoot. They always will try to distance the United States from Israel itself. And there will come down heavy suggestions for discipline, which never happen, censure over some activity or another. There will be major distractions, just like there are right now over Netanyahu. All the while you continue your $3 plus $20 billion to them, they continue to run your world over the United States. But it's all wrapped up with the New World Order, and it's all wrapped up with the Old World Order, and it's all wrapped up in power and political prestige and total corruption. So when you start trying to figure out, well, who's on my side possibly and who's not, they are not on your side, any of them. But there will be some who will see to it that you get some help. Because it gets too serious now. They've got to confront somebody called Yorgos Seres Haton A6. And for goodness sakes, they never heard of Tehachapi other than that place out by Edwards Air Force Base. And should we blow Tehachapi away? Oh, well, but you'll have to answer to Yorgos Seres Haton A6. Otherwise, if we help him, he won't bother us at all. And everybody, oh, shock, shock! And even in here, would we leave him alone? You're damn right. We've done our job with the George Bushes. It becomes boring tattling on him all the time. We have a lot to do. We have a lot of wondrous things to do. And I understand the ones getting the tapes out there. Please don't stop having the meetings. We have not stopped. It has been a matter of survival here. It has also been a wonderful opportunity to do a lot of writing, a lot of instructions, a lot of interchange around this globe that simply is not part of this. And it isn't suitable under any circumstances to discuss it. I don't want anyone with information in their hand or their head that is going to get them shot and killed. So the most good I can do is to say, do not take up arms. You lose. And war and hatred and killing and force is not of God, so use your head. If it isn't of God, what can we do that is godly that allows a revolvement? I don't want to say revolution, which means the same thing, you revolve. So let us use our heads. If you cannot accomplish it through force and war, why do it? How can you accomplish it? Under the law. Under the law. Within the law. Demand the law. Well, hot dog, sir. Then you have to reclaim your law. And you have to do it through the law. And you can do it. But as long as ones who push common law, for instance, hold their flag in one hand and their AK-47 in the other, and they march. You've just negated your own movement. I'm sure most of you witnessed our patriots having their meetings immediately after the McVeigh verdict was read. McLam, Gunderson, Greitz, the whole team of them, dressed for the part, rallying their troops. No. I'm sorry. Those kinds of activities should be squelched. They should be stopped. And it should not have to be the big boys that do it. And yet, if you are a warrior, that is the only mentality you have. James Greitz asked me personally, what kind of a warrior are you anyway? I'm a warrior who wins. And I haven't any time for your skirmishes. Now, can we go, EJ? And they can play the tape. I want you to listen very, very carefully. And I would appreciate it, Ray, if you will make sure that Janet, when she has opportunity to be here and Lori gets here, I would like them to meet each other. They will enjoy each other. I thank you. Zita, we're getting well. We're getting well. Salute.